Here are today's top stories. The state of Illinois pats itself on the back for doing what the other 49 states have done with little fanfare. They passed a budget! But it's only good for 6 months because, well, you know, full year budgets, so last year. What does it mean? Well, it means that we're going to have school funded for a year and all the lawmakers can focus on what's really important, campaigning for November, since they're not going to be back till after the election. I don't know. Listening to our representatives in Springfield make speeches, it's kind of like listening to a football coach talk about how great they played in the first half. So if you're keeping score, it's like Illinois is down 27-7 at the half. But you know what? That last drive, you could build off of that. A lot of football left. Governor Rauner called this stopgap budget a bridge. No word on what kind of bridge he means. Like a bridge like the Skyway Bridge? Or like a rickety bridge in Raiders of the Lost Ark? Or is he talking about major dental work? Or a shady but time-passing card game? Time will tell. The Obama Library hired some New York architects today to helm the design of the presidential library here in Chicago. First D. Rose, now this. What, Jeannie Gang wasn't available? If the library was in New York, do you think they'd hire someone from Chicago to design it? No freaking way. I'm sure they're great, and they've done some great work at the University of Chicago, but I swear, if I find out they put ketchup on their hot dog, I am going to lose it. Attorney General Loretta Lynch has come under fire for meeting with former President Bill Clinton on her private jet. Yesterday's conversation lasted 30 minutes, and critics are upset because A, it's the Clintons, and B, this could be about emails, and C, it's the Clintons. Defenders say it's customary for a former president to greet dignitaries when in the same location, but then again, the Clinton Foundation, this looks shady. I don't know about you, but I kind of agree here, you know? Because for me, I always try to avoid conversations on my private jet. I don't know, it's just the way I've been. It's the way I've always been. My private jet's my private jet, you know? If you want to talk, let's go to the Admiral Club or something. But I don't want to clean up my private jet. I don't want to give away my crystal. I mean, it's my private jet, right? You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. It's amateur hour. The stock market went up for the third day in a row. Today, the Dow went up 250 points. This, of course, means that the UK leaving the EU, end of the world, global chaos, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria, may have been a little overhyped. I mean, it's still early. It was reported today that Adnan Syed is going to get a new trial. He was the subject of the podcast Serial. When reached for comment, Serial host Sarah Koenig was like, I don't know. Did he do it? I don't know. I'm so confused. I don't know. Let's go back to the cell phone tapes. I don't know. The car company Tesla confirmed the news that a driver was killed when one of their cars was in the new autopilot mode. This is all the rage to move to a driverless car. No word on whether or not this will be a deal breaker or if we'll find out that the robot was just driving and texting.
LOL. Find good emoji. Where? Oh, drop my phone. Where did it go?
In weather, it's the last day of June, 75 degrees. Hey, I wish it were 80, but we'll take it. In sports, the White Sox took the series against the Twins with a 6-5 win today at the Cells, so quietly three straight series wins. But you know what? They're a victim of being in the wrong division. They're in the AL Central with the Cleveland Indians, who are running away with it. Don't worry about it. They'll blow it. I guess I can't say that now with LeBron James. He'll probably come in like in the 8th, 9th inning, close out the ALCS. Just watch. The Cubs start a 4-game set with the Mets in New York. And here it is. Look at this. Lackey, Hamill, Arrieta, and Lester versus Mats, DeGrom, Cologne, and Syndergaard. Jason Hayward is out of the lineup tonight with soreness, but should be back in tomorrow. Should be. Dodger ace Clayton Kershaw hit the DL, which totally ruins my fantasy baseball team. I was so close. It was such a good team. And they're going to hurt his back. But more importantly, it opens the door for Jake Arrieta to start the All-Star game. Added with the full infield being all Cub? Come on, that's going to be crazy. Also, couldn't make room for like one Brewer, one Atlanta Brave, not one Cincinnati Red could cut it, just one. In NBA news, the New York Knicks are reportedly going to sign Bulls center Joakim Noah. He'll join Derrick Rose in the Big Apple. He's going to get $18 million or so to play for his home city. It's crazy to think D. Rose and Joakim Noah are going to be wearing that ugly orange and blue and that Spike Lee is going to be wearing a number one. Or 25, high-fiving Joakim Noah, maybe wearing his hair the same way. Worst-case scenario for the Bulls fans. Unless they suck, then it's the best-case scenario. The Bulls are reportedly going to take their time in free agency, survey the situation, lay low. Yeah. Reports are surfacing that Pau Gasol will not return and that Taj Gibson's on the trade block. I don't know. Can we get John Lucas III back? Maybe Ronnie Brewer, CJ Watson? Just one or two familiar faces to cheer on? Please don't bring us back to the Donyell Marshall days. Maybe if Nate Robinson gets cut by the Seahawks in camp. Somebody, please. Free agency opens tonight. The Chicago Sky lost last night to the Indiana Fever in WNBA action. Let's hope that the Zika virus doesn't hit Indiana, because they're going to have to change that name. Downright insensitive, Indiana Fever. You've offended me, Indiana Fever. And finally tonight, an IKEA dresser that was recently recalled for, well, being an IKEA dresser, is showing up in droves on Craigslist. $200 or best offer, but please don't open, rock, or touch. And Donald Trump says we're losing our entrepreneurial spirit. Well, that's the carryout for June 30th, 2016. What a month, am I right? To celebrate the end of June, we're giving away all of our raw cookie dough. Our gift to you. La, la, la.